This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Science and technology. What makes food safe? Is there a balance between food poisoning and incinerating your dinner? On episode 172 of Cooking Issues, Dave Arnold talked about food safety regulations and the reasoning behind them.
Let's just get this straight off the top. There's a bunch of things when you're doing food safety, and there's a lot of interesting words about how the health departments across the country and nationally handle food safety in modernist cuisine, if you haven't had a chance to read those sections yet. Here are some true statements. Any food safety organization in the world, their job isn't to figure out the minimum possible thing that's safe from a bacteria or whatever standpoint for a particular recipe. Their job is to provide bulletproof guidelines such that no one can mess things up and no one's going to get food poisoning. Such, all of the rules are always overkill, 100% of the time. 100% of the time. But here's the thing. There's a little magical thing. And the two magic words, which were challenge study. What a challenge study is you actually incubate whatever you're going to cook with the pathogen of choice, and then you do your procedure to it, and then they test it, you know, with a certain number of iterations to prove that bacteria of interest doesn't grow. And if your procedure does that, then it's safe. I mean, like a lot of the recipes out there, a lot of the rules out there where they make you hammer everything are done with the fact in mind that you might be horribly contaminated with, you know, quite literally with poop.
For more of Dave Arnold, check out Cooking Issues, airing live every Tuesday at noon and archived at heritageradionetwork.org.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.